You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We going? I won $300 last night on that garbage time touchdown. You guys ever do Super Bowl squares?
Oh, no. You did a square.
Okay. I did a square. A listener hit me up and was like, hey, we're doing squares if you want to get one or get some. And I was like, all right, how much? $10 a square. I was like, all right, I'll get two.
Okay.
He was like, most people get like eight.
Right.
Up the odds. I was like, I'll just take two. He was like, you know anybody else that wants any? I was like, I don't know. Let me text my brothers, see if they want to get in, whatever. So a couple of my brothers got some squares. And I was like, I mean, it's all random, whatever.
So right.
You get what it is. And for people that don't know, I mean, it's basically a grid. It's a giant, I think it's 100 squares, right, in the grid, because it's 0 through 9 both directions, but it's randomized. And so, for instance, one of my squares was
0 to
Eagles 0, right, Chiefs 2. And so what you have to do is the last number of the score has to be one of those two.
Right.
And so when the Eagles got to 40, I was like, oh, shit, that gets me to zero. That's interesting. Because I only had two squares. I wasn't really thinking about it all that much during the game. But I was like, oh, okay, they're probably not going to score again. They got 40. Like, there's no point unless they pick up a fumble and run it back or something. And at that point, the Chiefs had 6. And I was like, well, that's a touchdown and a failed two-point conversion. That's 12. That'd be perfect.
Right.
And so they score the touchdown, and they're going for two, and there's a flag on the play. So I'm like, yeah, but it was on the Eagles, so it counted. So they got to 14, and I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks. Like, thought we were going to have – that would have been a cool little easy $300 for a $10 bet. And then Ashley was like, well, if they get the ball back and score again,
back to two.
Go for two.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, that's a great point. I didn't even think about that. I was like, the Eagles are just going to run it 3 times up the middle. They're not even.
And with Kenny Pickett and Gainwell.
They ran it 3 times and then went for it on 4th down at midfield.
Yeah.
And so, like, at that point, the Chiefs got it back, and I was like, they're going to score for sure. And they hit a touchdown on the first play, and then they went for two and got it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Hell yeah.
That's great. But then Ashley was like, well, since I called it, like, since I predicted it.
You got to give her some.
Spoke it into existence. Best version of your wife asking for half.
Right.
So. I'm not going to give
two
her
is
half,
not a great number.
Two is a bad number.
Like you people love four. People love
four,
zero.
4, 7, 0. 1,
7
is
and
good.
1. Yeah, those are kind of your generic.
But we didn't get to pick. It was all
I know.
Randomized. I've done them before at like live events where you buy them and then you can stick your stickers wherever you want. So if you get there early, then you can pick, you know, 4 and 7 or whatever it is. And my brother had he had two different 4 and 7s.
Flipped. Yeah.
Yeah. So he thought he was.
I would have definitely had you do the commit for him. I have no clue what you're talking about.
You don't have to do. Literally, you don't have to do anything. You just give them $10 per
money.
Square, and then it's randomized.
So you don't know what the square is that you're getting $10 on.
No,
they'll tell you at some point.
Yeah, then they tell you once they randomize it. But if you do it in person, you can pick.
You might
pick right,
and you know you pick the common football numbers 7,
right,
4, you know
that, 0 and 1,
that kind of stuff. Yeah, he was mad. They were both mad. They were like, oh, we picked all these squares and you only got two. And I was like, yeah. Well,
$300 richer, too.
Fortune favors the fucking handsome. fuck you guys. I think that's exactly what I texted him. That's the kind of stuff you tell your brothers.
That's all. Man, $300 for 10.
Not
that's,
bad.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Actually.
So now I got to figure out what I'm going to do with this 300. You know?
What you mean? What's she going to do?
150.
Well, here's
300 to half.
It goes to my other. It doesn't go to our joint account. My Venmo is hooked up to my little side. My little side thing that I use for prostitutes and drugs and stuff.
Right.
So maybe that's what I'll do.
Well, yeah. They're out there.
Yeah. Hookers and blow.
I mean, there's a.
I don't think that's what I'll do.
Nah. But please don't do that one.
Nah.
At least not all 300 of it.
Yeah. Find you a cheap one. Get you a little.
You wouldn't get much of either for that much. It'd be, yeah. Anyway, whatever. Enough of that. How you guys doing?
Took a while, but the over hit.
Oh, yeah.
That was honestly, like, the whole fourth quarter, that was the only, like, interesting aspect. I was like, I wonder if the over's going to hit.
Yeah.
It was funny because Simpson, I told you one of them would have 40. He said, you sure did, son.
He was right. He called a high scoring affair.
I said, you sure did, son. I was laughing. The funny thing about last night was Tom Brady. He was loving.
What was he loving?
Patrick Mahomes.
The fact that Mahomes isn't the GOAT. Yeah. There's no 3-peat.
Yeah. No, yeah, you could tell him he was pretty happy late.
Yeah.
They just kept trying to get him to tell a story, and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was like, give us a. The game sucks.
How
like,
much?
Tell us a fun tale.
How much
and
of
he
the
wouldn't do it.
Pre Super Bowl halftime show analysis did y'all watch?
Pre Super Bowl halftime show analysis.
So the halftime analysis before they went to the show.
Oh, like the panel. So I watched it.
They go to Gronk. It's like, you've been involved in a big comeback, and his whole analysis was like, let's see how much Tom Brady there is in Mahomes and how much Bill Belichick there is in Andy Reid. I'm like, that is the worst analysis. Can you tell us, like, how y'all whittled it down? Like, something. Like, not just, like, it was bad.
Well, and it was weird. They didn't.
I love Gronk, man.
I do love Gronk.
He was having a rough.
Like, damn.
He interviewed both tight ends. And,
dude, they all were having a rough.
And I was like, they all sounded like they was in the streets last
they
night.
They did. Yeah. Like, Terry Bradshaw can't barely talk anymore.
Yeah.
So he's a part of it. It's brutal. Yeah. Gronk's a fucking Gronk. It's fun, but like it's not like helpful.
What was up with the green screen coming back from halftime?
I don't know.
Were they green screened Burkhart and Tom Brady?
Oh yeah, like on an empty Bourbon
like
Street.
They were on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I kept looking
they did
at that.
That
too.
In the pregame show too.
Yeah, I kept looking at that. Like,
are they trying
to
fool someone?
Yeah,
like, they're at the game, man.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
They're not calling the game.
That was weird.
I kept looking at that too. Like,
I didn't understand what the like.
They
as a producer, someone has to suggest that and like get multiple people to sign off
on it. And they have
it.
To have seen it before. You know, like they had to have looked at it before it was live on national TV, international TV.
How does that get suggested? How does it get approved? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know, but yeah, I saw that. I was like, what?
They're at the game, man. Like, what's everyone knows they're at the game.
Yeah, they're in the box.
Yeah, that's why I can't
just have the big fucking logo behind them or whatever.
Yeah. Now, Tom Brady's watch was cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say that. That was impressive. I don't know what that is, but that cost a lot of money.
Hell yeah. Tom White had a fucking house on his wrist.
That was, I know. Like, you don't have to know anything about
watches. Yeah, I
saw
that one.
I was like, holy shit, that thing is shining. That is a nice looking watch. I'm sure you can Google it and find out
what it
was.
Yeah, I was not watching close enough.
I saw quite a few people tweeting about it. I was like, all right, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Rich ass Tom.
Yeah, it's a nice looking watch.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.